The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in the tide.
Man, great choice, Al. Francis Albert, that old black magic. I remember that from the Nutty Professor, the Jerry Lewis of original, of course, version. That old black magic. Remember, he started as Buddy Love. He sang that, right? And then Louis Prima, sang, he ripped that up with Keeley Smith. That old black magic. And you know, it's interesting too. And this is a bit of gossip, and I don't even like the gossip, but I thought that. And I heard that, and I shouldn't even say that, but didn't after Louis Prima and Keeley broke up, I thought that Mr. Sinatra and Keeley just had a little thing. Is that right, Frank? Do you know that?
I don't know. But I will research it.
Now we're gossiping. We're talking about Al's weight. Now I'm talking about Louis Prima and Keeley Smith and Frank Sinatra. Now, listen, it's Friday. Anything could happen. Hey, it's 7 after 8 o'clock. Great to have you with us. I see the phone calls. If you could hold there for a second, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us and tell us about what films we want to see. Mr. Gallagher, the compassionate, conservative, and great broadcaster that he is, kind enough to join us before he jumps on his show at 10:05. Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis will join us, and Maureen Callahan, columnist and culture critic at large for the New York Post. And Maureen's going to talk about, we got to talk about this Prince Harry exit. Do you care? Why is everybody so concerned about that? And if indeed Harry and Meghan move to Canada, apparently they have a $10 million a year security bill, and Canada doesn't want to pay it. And if they want to leave the royal family, like they say, then they got to have no security, I guess. So Maureen will break that down with us right here on AM 970. The Answer. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, but news-wise, as we roll into this impeachment fiasco, I'm very curious that this the government accounting office all of a sudden now says, President Trump broke the law, you know, when he held back the money from to Ukraine, that $200+ million. So I'm thinking to myself, all of a sudden this comes out? Now it comes out? Now, doesn't this seem curious to you? And how much can you trust the GAO on this?
Well, as much as you can trust any bureaucracy, right? I mean, they do seem pretty nonpartisan, but you know, they're nonpartisan bureaucrats. So, I don't view it the way that they. You know, the thing is, Joe, there are so many. I've said this for years, and we spoke with this one guy one time who had that book about over-criminalization. Everything is a crime. You know, there's a Harvey Silverglade. Wrote a book called Three Felonies a Day, and it's not literal, but it's almost literal. I mean, we commit crimes every day. You know, if you tell your boss that you're sick and you're not actually sick and you take a sick day,
technically
that's theft of honest services, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you, I know a lot of people that, you know, buy bootleg DVDs, or not, actually not DVDs anymore, but they download movies illegally. That's a crime. There's all sorts of crimes that we commit every day. I'm in a football pool. I won $500 for the season, finishing first. I probably will not claim that $500 on my taxes.
Wait, don't say that on the air, Frank.
The point is,
they're going to call.
The point is, Joe, we're all criminals, right? There are so many laws on the books that we're all guilty of something. So what the Government Accountability Office did yesterday is they said that the law the president broke was the Impoundment Control Act. Now, I follow politics and government pretty closely.
Yeah.
I did not even know that there was something called the Impoundment Control Act. So that is the thing. If a federal prosecutor, in this case a government agency, wants to find you guilty of something, they absolutely will. We're all guilty of something. Did the president technically violate the Impoundment Control Act? Well, maybe. Maybe. But I didn't even know that the Impoundment Control Act existed, and I'm not terribly bothered by it. And ultimately, the voters will be the ones that judge whether the president's violation of the Impoundment Control Act is sufficient cause for him not to be reelected.
So the gall of Jerry Nadler to step up and now say, oh, now this came out, and look what the GAO did, and now he said, see, that proves what we said. Now they're going to add that on. It's just so, you can't tell me. I mean, this is what I feel very strong. That there is a deep state, and this is part of that. Even though this GAO went after Barack Obama and W and Clinton one time,
right? They are a nonpartisan entity.
Seemed awfully suspicious to me, Frankie. I don't know that comes out like this. And also, why doesn't anybody say this? Ukraine is as corrupt as anything, and one of the most corrupt entities in the world is Ukraine, right? So the president had the right to say, "Whoa, hold on," and he's been not only saying about Ukraine. He's been saying about NATO. Look, NATO, look, we give too much money, and we don't want to give money, and we're going to do Ukraine's corrupt. I mean, and the fact that Joe Biden went in there, he was the vice president of the United States. I would like to know, did Joe Biden do something illegal there? And I don't even know that it was a political initiative. It just seems they're grasping for straws to take this president out. And then it's not one thing. Remember I said to you on the air, I speak to you kind enough to listen. I said, they got the next thing right up. It's locked and loaded. The next, whatever they're going to go after President Trump about, it's already queued up. It's already queued up. And they plan it. And it just happens to be this interview with this guy with Rachel Maddow, right? He's from Ukraine, this guy. He goes on and he talks to Rachel Maddow. And then they go, oh, my gosh, look what this guy said. It was an interview on television. It's got no credibility. This guy's just trying to save his butt, in my opinion. This Lev Parnas guy trying to save his butt because he was indicted and he's probably going through his legal problems. Now he's going to throw around everybody's name. And then they take it as fact. And that makes me crazy. And I don't know how they could do it, Frankie. I said it once and 1,000 times. And I know I'm right. I'm right as rain right here. Where you should not be able to say anything about anybody unless there's a conviction, unless there's a jury trial or a conviction. And that's why I can't stand when the federal prosecutors or the Southern District of New York or even Tish James as Attorney General, we're going after so-and-so because this happened. Well, wait a minute. Did you prove it? Is it a let? No, we found out. We're the Department of Justice. We're the Attorney General. We're the U.S. Attorney. We know. No, you don't know. You're innocent until proven guilty. They're bypassing all of that. And I'd love to see the president to try to put some, I don't know how you could put it into play there where you're not allowed to say anything. The press shouldn't be allowed to say anything. But I guess that's a freedom of press situation there, Frankie. But it's so unfortunate what we're everything now is on hearsay. Everything is on just accusations. There's no reality to it anymore, Five Boroughs. It's just very, very unsettling. And you're trying to take a president down on exactly that.
Well, I mean, if something's really, really inaccurate and intentionally damaging, you can sue for, defamation. And people do. I mean, Alan Dershowitz is in the midst of a defamation suit now.
He fights.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a fighter.
And
God bless him,
who else did is Theodore Roosevelt. You know, Theodore Roosevelt, after he was no longer president, he, you know, was sued by a New York State Republican Party boss for libel. And Roosevelt this was a big trial. They called it the trial of the century, 105 years ago. And it ended with Roosevelt being acquitted. But people didn't take this stuff lying down. I think if the media were held account for defamatory statements, then maybe you'd see really a different level of political coverage in this country.
Yeah, I think so, Frank. It's what we need. We're trying to make sense of it all. This whole thing and this whole impeachment thing, now they postpone everything until Tuesday. And now the press is going to be all over it on Tuesday, and we're going to watch this. And then we got to listen to Nadler and Schiff again. Why would they put these people as spokesmen? Out of all the representatives that are in the Democratic Party, Schiff is the guy. And I actually heard a news commentator say, because Schiff he's telegenic. Adam Schiff, telegenic? This guy could turn you off if you go walk by him. What are they, Gerald Nadler telling? Are you kidding me? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there, but it is, I'm telling you what, it is unsettling, and it's absolutely wrong. And also, by the way, I'm looking here now. Did we pass the USMCA? God forbid we do something
down
there.
Yes, the Senate passed it, yes.
Thank you. So that's okay. That went through, right? Now, I mean, goodness gracious, you don't know. And also, do we know the well-being of those service members that had the concussion from the Iranian missile attack? Several troops were injured, apparently, with concussions from the Iran missile attack. But we talked to our friend Jocko, a U.S. Navy SEAL, and he said that's pretty much par for the course, and they're just double-checking that they're okay. And we'll hear that as we go along. Hey, Joe on the radio, let me go to the phone calls real quick. My goodness gracious, a lot to get into. But stay, I believe in you and your commitment to this country. And I believe and appreciate the great patriot that you are. You're kind enough to listen to this show, no matter what your political beliefs are. But my goodness gracious, Washington is at its absolute worst right now. And I don't know what to do except vote everybody out. It's why President Trump got elected. We went in there for him to turn it inside out, upside down, and backwards. You know that? So when he tries to do it in his own inimitable way, right? Oh, my gosh, we're going to impeach him. Give me a break. Hey, Dr. Anthony, you're kind enough to call. Good morning. What's on your mind, Anthony, this morning?
Good morning, Joseph, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, sir. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I was at a town hall meeting in District 26, Bayside. Beautiful school area, beautiful neighborhood. The homes are well over $1 million. Everything is working. And a parent stood up at the meeting where Richard Kranza was the guest speaker. He's the chancellor of the public school system. Right. And because the parent asked a question concerning why his daughter was sexually assaulted at MS 158, also in District 26, and Kranza couldn't answer that question, he canceled the meeting. Well, normally the protocol would be that the chancellor would say, hold your questions to the end of the meeting, and the moderator would also reiterate this. But no, you don't cancel a meeting. You might even take a five-minute break to calm things down. But he walked away, and he left the parents with their mouths open.
Wow.
This is what we have as the school's chancellor of the biggest school system in the country.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Anthony, hear you loud and clear. I know, Frankie, you want to weigh in on that because I know you feel that same way. And Dr. Anthony, thanks. He's been an administrator within the school system of New York. Not easy, but inexcusable. I guess some people just don't like to have some kind of dissension. God forbid they should get something from the people, you know, Frankie?
Yeah, you know, I'm not familiar with the details of that particular meeting, but I know a lot of the parents out there in Queens were particularly angry. I'm no fan of Chancellor Kranza. I think he's been a disaster. I think he has injected a level of racial arsony into the school system that was unnecessary. I think his war on the 8 successful specialized high schools that we have is just appalling. But reading, I wasn't at the meeting. I don't know what happened, but reading the reports of parents were pretty fired up.
And what happened with de Blasio? You said you wanted to talk to him. Do you have enough time to do it now? I know we got a break for Jeffrey.
It's pretty interesting that the Daily News is reporting today that Bill de Blasio evidently agreed to support Eric Adams that he would support him for mayor if, in exchange, Eric Adams would agree to endorse Shirlane McCray, who's, of course, New York City's first lady. So, she's been rumored to run for office for a long time, but this is the clearest indication yet that she is taking affirmative steps to actually run for office next year for Brooklyn Borough President.
Wow, and that's a fact. That's not just hearsay.
A fact that the Daily News is reporting it.
All right. Thanks, Frankie Five Boroughs, right there. 8:20, and Jeffrey Lyons. We're going to take a break and go to films a little bit. Jeffrey will join us momentarily. Mike Gallagher this hour as well, and your phone calls always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie is out there working out for you on the roads. My goodness gracious, it's a chilly morning, so stay warm and listen to Debbie Duhaime. Thanks, Debbie.
That's right. Bundle up, everybody, today. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the PATH trains. We're seeing some delays right now on the PATH trains, Exchange Place, World Trade Center site. It's all due to some ongoing communication issues. Let's go over to the M train. It looks like you're seeing some slowdowns as well. Inbound side of the GWB, it's an accident just cleared at the tolls, 20 minutes in. Outbound, it's construction. Lincoln, 15. Holland, about 25. Traffic is moving solely on 3 West at Grove Street in Clifton. Accident right by that merge getting into 46. Watch for delays still at the Verrazano Bridge upper level. Upper level getting into Staten Island. That's an overturned tractor trailer. Over on the westbound belt at Rockaway Boulevard, accident cleared. Cross Island southbound right by the Grand Central. That's a collision as well. And some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE west at Glen Cove Road, a collision. Eastbound LIE slowing down, getting out towards Searingtown Road, accident in the right lane. Sunny today, breezy, high of only 30. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I love Balance of Nature. You know what? We don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. You know that. How many times at the end of the day you go, oh, I should have had the fruits and vegetables, and you don't have enough? That's why I stay on my Balance of Nature journey, and I want to take you with me on this great journey. I don't know how I'm doing it. My fall-winter schedule was busiest ever in my life, and by the grace of God, through the bumps and literally the bruises and everything, I made it through. I made it through this crazy winter. Oh, my goodness gracious. And the fall? Are you kidding me? To Europe twice, every weekend going around the United States, working, doing the live show, doing the radio every morning. I stayed on the my doses of Balance of Nature. And I told you, I take that just so you know. And I listen to Dr. Douglas Howard. But if you call, by the way, 800-246-8751, you can have your own private health coach like Dr. Howard himself. Yeah, and they'll tell you what to take. I take some in the morning. I take it after the show. And then I take two more hits later on in the day. It has worked spectacularly for me. And then Frankie has been talking about it for years, right? And then Al on it, on Balance of Nature, taking Balance of Nature. And Debbie as well. We want you to join us. And that's why we're giving you 35% off and free shipping on your new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies, which is Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. This will not upset your stomach. I take it whenever I want. I'm telling you, it's as natural as it is. There are no synthetics. You will not eliminate it. You will use all the vital nutrients in Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. You can go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure, please, to receive the special radio offer, you have to use the discount code, whether you call 800-246-8751 or if you go to balanceofnature.com. The discount code is The Answer.
The Orange look to make up for a recent dome loss to Virginia Tech by visiting Blacksburg Saturday. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for all the action with a noon tip-off, Orange pregame at 11:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
When you think of outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. Family-owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for three generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
Porter Ranch, California. A massive methane gas leak with other toxic chemicals gushing into the air. What a mess. It's going to get worse before it gets better. This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with one of the leading environmental analysts in the country, Robert Bocock. This is the complete story beyond the 10-second soundbites on the evening news. Don't miss it. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer.
On these answering machines, do me a favor, would you please? When you record your outgoing message, don't bother telling me you can't come to the phone. I understand that. Apparently, that's why we have these machines. And don't tell me to leave my name and number. Somehow, I figured that out. And if you work in an office, never mind that stuff, I'm away from my desk. If you had to take a... Say so. You say, hi, this is Mary Louise. I had the Mexican jalapeno bean chili dip. And I washed it down with a gallon of gin. I'll be in and out all day.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
826 with Joe on the radio. Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic, kind enough to join us this morning. Hey, happy Friday, Jeffrey. How you doing today?
Very well. You were doing a bit about telephone answering. I have about 40 actors who've done my machine, but the favorite one was the poem I wrote for Muhammad Ali, and it goes like this: float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Judy and Jeff are out, and this is Muhammad Ali. They'll be back in an hour or two at the latest, so leave your message, then boast that you've spoken with the greatest.
That did he do that for you? He did that. Ali did.
I wrote it for him. He did it for me.
Oh my God.
I was going to do an interview with Gregory Peck one time, and I had to ask if I could do it an hour later or something like that. So I left a message on his hotel answering machine, and then I dug up the message he had done for me 10 years before and obviously forgotten about, and I put it on the machine. So he calls and gets himself on the machine. He laughed. He said, Rich Little, eat your heart out. He went nuts.
That is so funny. Yeah, you know what?
Mel Brooks.
And Joe DiMaggio did a message for your machine,
Joseph
right?
Betty Davis, Richard Burton, who
but
I
how'd you get? How'd you, you know, Joe D, who I absolutely adored, and with Dr. Right. I met him through Dr. Rock Positano. Great. He was nice. He was classy.
Right.
And I just was going to ask you that. Frankie just texted me. He goes, don't forget to ask Jeffrey about Joe DiMaggio. How did you? But I never asked him for a picture. I never asked him to sign a baseball, Joe D. I was just always in such awe. I can't imagine Jeffrey Lyons going up to Joe DiMaggio going, hey, could you make a recording for my machine?
Well, when I was five, my parents gave a party, and I woke up and I heard the grown-ups talking, and I went in, and the only person I recognized in our living room cowering in fear in the corner was Joe DiMaggio.
Wow.
I walked past all the guests and I tugged at his jacket and I looked up and I said, Mr. DiMaggio, you're the best guest here. And he never forgot that. And 35 years later, he called
That's
me over
great.
And he said, would you still say that? In the intervening years, I got a list of the people who were in the living room that night who I so cavalierly walked past to head to Joe D. Ernest Hemingway, Adlai Stevenson, Marlena Dietrich, Edward G. Robinson, Fred Astaire, and maybe Comden and Green. And Joe said, "Would you still say that today?" I said, "Sure, Joe." I got him to do it.
That is beautiful. That's a beautiful, because he was nice. I remember I told you this, and then we'll get to the films. We're talking about the great Jeffrey Lyons. But I remember I told you this before. I mentioned to him, he goes, I was on Broadway doing Grease. He goes, are you coming to San Francisco? He asked. And I said, I'm going to try to get out there. We never got out there. Then I saw him literally a year and a half later, outside of something Yankee Stadium. And he stops and he turns, he walks by and said, "Hey, Mr. DiMaggio." And he turns back and goes, "Hey, did you ever come to San Francisco with Grease?"
Right.
Like this guy, unbelievable. Great guy,
yeah.
Joe D. And Dinner with DiMaggio, the great book by Rock Positano. I got to plug that for my buddy. Hey,
speaking of San Francisco, my father, the quintessential New Yorker,
yeah,
is quoted on the page one of a book about San Francisco, is calling it a three-day city at best, including museums, but only if DiMaggio's in town.
That's great, man. Fisherman's Wharf, that's it. Jeffrey, what are we looking at this weekend, my friend?
By the way, I was in Jersey yesterday.
Hey, you didn't call. I didn't get a phone call.
I was in Sea Caucus. I did the MLB show Baseball Now. They had me on to talk about movies, and they asked me about Beltran. It was fun.
Well, let me say, because Frankie told me this. You belong on that network because you are one of the number one.
Sweet.
You're a Red Sox fan first and foremost, but you're a great, great, quintessential baseball fan. So your take on all, before we go to the movies, your take on all this, it breaks my heart, man. It breaks my heart that all this is coming out. What are you feeling about it?
I think they can either go internally. There's a guy in the minor leagues who's been there for 12 years, or they can get a caretaker like Bruce Bochy for a year. If they get Bruce Bochy, they'll have the man with the biggest head in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
He wears
Russ
a size
just said that.
Eight and a half hat, but he's got the gravitas, and then spend a year trying to get somebody. Or they could go for Buck Showalter, who was very hands-on. So it's not a good situation. And I heard today Gordon Damer on his show on ESPN was wondering why Jose Altuve, who hit that home run to beat the Yankees, going around a walk-off home run, was kept telling his teammates, don't pull my shirt off.
Yep.
Don't
Did you
pull
see that?
My shirt off.
Yep.
And how does Aaron Judge feel when he didn't win the MVP? Altuve won it. So that's
exactly
that. I think this is the biggest scandal since the steroids.
So we know how to get you to Jersey now. Just have Major League Baseball reach out to you. Okay. Otherwise, you would have never crossed the river.
it's across the river.
Great town.
Hunterdon County was a little bit longer.
Yeah. Hey, so what films we got, Mr. Lyons?
Well, just two. Bad Boys for Life, reuniting Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Again, it's hotshot cops, and again, fighting Mexican drug dealers, and it's all shoot 'em ups. And there are some funny lines, but, you know, I wish Will Smith would start making a good movie. He's such an interesting actor and so much fun to watch.
But
6,000 bodies flying and automatic weapons and shoot 'em ups and all that. And then Doolittle. When I was a child, I read all the Dr. Doolittle books. And this is with Robert Downey Jr. And I think his voice was lip-synced or dubbed or something, because he's a bit of a Scottish burr, and that's not easy to do. And it didn't sound like, the voice didn't sound like it. And maybe they do that so they can do it internationally as well. But anyway, he has to go on a quest to get some nectar to save the dying Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
And as Judy Tenuta used to say, it's possible. And you know, remember Judy Tenuta?
Of course, she's hysterical. I know her.
Yeah. I don't see enough of her. She's fascinating.
Exactly.
Anyway,
with the accordion. Anybody with an accordion is always good. Right?
Well, as Robert Klein says, it's an orchestra in itself. And if that's the case, how come there are no symphony orchestras with an accordion player?
An accordion. I love it.
Right.
Hey, you know, can't tell me Robert Downey Jr. I will let you go, Jeffrey, but he is so great on camera. He is so smooth on camera.
And Antonio Banderas is in it, and Martin Sheen and Jim Broadbent. It's
a lot of fun for kids.
That's it. It's January. People are thinking about Oscars. So
those are the two
big movies this week.
And we'll be talking to you about that, Jeffrey Lyons. Jeffrey, thank you. If you're ever in Jersey, don't forget, please, just call. Okay, I'm just saying.
You get weather in Hunterdon County a day before New York gets it. That's how far it is.
Jeffrey Lyons, world greatest film critic. Thank you. Happy weekend. Mike Gallagher's coming up as well. Piscopo in the morning, 8:33. Al Gattulo, big Al Gattulo, is going to join us.
Keep it up.
Fat. AM 970, the answer. Mm-hmm. Take it away, Al. You got it.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
23 degrees at 8:33 as Joe Piscopo continues to fat shame me. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City's graduation rate increased this past year over 77% citywide in what officials call a city record. Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza says other positive metrics are also increasing, including the number of scheduled college visits and number of AP courses being taken. He says that the city students are increasingly well prepared for college and that the graduation rate has been steadily rising since 2005. Unfortunately, wide gaps remain in graduation rates when taking demographics into account, as Black and Latino students graduate at a rate over 10% lower than white students. With a lot of Americans struggling to keep their New Year's resolutions on physical fitness, the U.S. Army Reserve says today's young people are facing unique challenges. Ted Copeland, Command Sergeant Major of the U.S. Army Reserve, says the Army has developed programs to get young people up and moving and away from video games. You have to be physically fit to be in the Army Reserve. He says civilians do simple things to improve their fitness, like eating a lighter lunch and then going for a walk. You can learn more at army.mil. In sports, Carlos Beltran is no longer the manager of the Mets. It was only on November 4th that he was hired to helm the Amazons, but after being named in Major League Baseball's investigation into allegations that the Houston Astros were stealing signs during their 2017 championship season, the controversy has resulted in an exit. Rangers beat the Islanders at the Coliseum 3-2, Red Wings over the Devils 5-2, the Knicks were crushed by the Suns at the Garden 121-98. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. The LIE eastbound up by Searing Town Road getting into North Hills. Accident still out there on the right lane. That's from that overnight accident involving a tanker truck. LIE west at Glen Cove Road. Accident taking a lane over there as well. We're still seeing a lot of volume on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound the entire length out through the Verrazano. At the Verrazano Bridge, upper level, heading into Staten Island, it's an overturned tractor trailer, rubbernecking on the upper level, getting into Brooklyn. Cross Island southbound, right at the Grand Central, that's an accident as well. We're still seeing some slowdowns of about 15 in at the George Lincoln and the Holland. Watch out for some slowdowns. So on your way to the inbound Lincoln with a disabled bus in the express bus lane. 80 eastbound exit at 55 in Totowa. A stalled vehicle just cleared out of the way. Sunny today with a high of about 30 to 32. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com. Carol Marx is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 8:38. If you've been in an accident, need to talk to a lawyer about your case, you can call the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. And during those past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not, you know? You know what's great about the Bramnicks, too? They will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. You can call 7 days a week, get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. Here's the number for the Bramnicks, 877-423-4878. It's 877-423-4878. Or you can go to johnbramnick.com. That's JohnBramnick.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Oh, Bruce, baby. With Biscuitbo in the morning, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired.
Dancing in the Dark. Congratulate Bruce and Patty. There's their son, a firefighter in the great city of Jersey City, New Jersey. That's a great news. Great. That's very, very exciting. And we wish Sam, right, Frank? That was the Springsteen son's name, I believe. And we wish him all the best and Godspeed over there in the Jersey City Fire Department. Let me go to Charlie Finch. We love when Charlie calls the professor on the phone. Good morning, Charlie. How you doing this Friday?
Good morning, Joe. Jeffrey Lyons mentioned comedian Judy Tenuta.
Yeah.
In 1988, on the first day Comedy Central debuted, Judy Tenuta climbed the Comedy Central billboard in Times Square to publicize Comedy Central, and like an old Depression-era stunt, spent the entire day atop the billboard promoting Comedy Central as their very first comic. I'm off to Bellevue, Joe, for my weekly therapeutic phlebotomy. Hope to see Elizabeth Signorelli there. But let's remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this weekend.
Thank you.
And let's spread the love, like Senator Booker and President Trump. Onward and forward.
Thanks, Charlie. All the very best to you. Don't forget, I'm glad Charlie said that because I was waiting. Are we on the air Monday, Frank? I mean, we're on the air, right?
We're scheduled to be, yes. It's not a holiday for us.
Which is really interesting. Is it not?
It is interesting, yes.
Listen, I'll do whatever management
says. A lot of
says,
companies don't give the holiday off. I know it's a national holiday.
Well, to Joe's point, though, there's only two national holidays named for people, right? I mean, you think we could get those days off? I mean, it's not.
Well, what's the other one?
There's more than two, right?
No, Columbus Day.
Okay.
Columbus. Yeah, and they're taking that away. That's on its way out. So people.
But we're working Monday.
We're working. All right, I'm working. So that's when we will celebrate Martin Luther King. We will certainly celebrate
Martin Luther King. We'll celebrate by working.
That's why I was going to wait till Monday, but then I thought, well, wait a minute. Isn't it a national holiday? We will be here. So we will be here, and we were proud.
Look how excited you are about that. We will be here. I mean, could you be any more excited?
No, we will be. We will be here. I think Friday I got to go to Georgia.
Yes,
so
Friday
I got to Georgia, and then in February.
We're going to do a whole show that day next Friday on fat and fat people. I think every guest should be overweight. I think that's what
guess technically President's Day is not a federal holiday. The holiday is Washington's birthday. So I guess technically there are three holidays named.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, so on this
people don't need
thing,
to call. I can see people lining up.
Yeah, right.
Frank was wrong.
on this baseball thing. It's like, so if I, you know what gets me is, so they, so maybe Altuve, this guy Altuve, Jose Altuve had a, of the Astros had a buzzer on him because he hit like a home run. They were going to run and he's closing his shirt. You could see it online. He closed,
right.
Don't, and you could hear him out. You could see him mouth the words, don't take my shirt off, don't take my shirt, because they thought maybe he had a buzzer because apparently he might have been buzzed by someone in center field on what pitch is coming. They could buzz me. They could tell me, yell me, it's a curveball.
Right,
I still couldn't hit it.
See, that's the thing.
Wait, hold on. This is what kills me. Am I right, Frankie? This is where, so if you're like, there's a thump on the garbage can, and two thumps means a changeup. Can you, the fact that they can still hit it amazes me. I don't know. They can yell at me.
Well, you're right, Joe. You're right, Joe. And the same thing could be said of the steroid era, right? I mean, Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, they take steroids and they hit, you know, all these home runs. I could take steroids. I still wouldn't be able to hit any home runs. You still have to be able to hit the ball and play the game. But major league players, it's a different ball game than it is for you and me. If a beer league softball player knows a curveball's coming, maybe they wouldn't be able to hit it. But a major league player, for them to know what pitch is coming in advance, it is a tremendous advantage. And even if it's only a slight advantage, it's an advantage that the other team doesn't have.
Right.
So it is cheating.
If the guy knows that a curveball is coming, he can set up differently in the box to make sure that he can extend his arms to hit the ball. So it is definitely a competitive advantage for a major leaguer. And that's part of the reason why Major League Baseball cracked down on it. My issue with the Mets and the whole Carlos Beltran thing, because when the moment they fired the Astros managers and then a day later here comes Joey Cora, he's out the door too, right? I had to say, the Mets had to let Beltran, either two things had to happen. The Mets had to come out immediately and say, Carlos Beltran told us about this, we're aware of it, we trust him, he was honest with us, he was straightforward, et cetera, et cetera. He's staying the Mets manager, or let him go. The fact that it took them more than 2 days to figure out what was going on, and then to admit on a conference call yesterday that the Mets management never asked Carlos Beltran about the cheating scandal. They said it wasn't a concern for us that Major League Baseball was investigating it, but he's the manager of your team. He's the face of your team. Why wouldn't you have done the due diligence and picked up the phone at some point between November and now and say, hey, Carlos, any truth to the rumor about this, the scandal, the signs or whatever? They didn't ask him. That's horrible. That's negligence on the part of the Mets. It's terrible. I think we lost Joe.
I don't blame him. Checked out after your diatribe there. All right. Hopefully Debbie is still with us. Debbie, how is the traffic looking on this frigid Friday morning?
Yeah, it is chilly out there, so everybody bundle up, Frank, as you're traveling around today. Let's see what's happening. Route 1 southbound as you get down in toward that South Brunswick area, moving slowly with an accident over there. It's kind of busy on 287 north by exit 1, getting up through Edison. Stop and go on 3 west at Grove Street in Clifton with an accident. And we're still seeing delays at the inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland, all about 20 minutes in across the board. Traffic is moving slowly on the westbound belt, getting out toward Kennedy Airport. It's a disabled bus over there. The Cross Island South, right by the Grand Central, watch out for an accident. And we're still seeing stop-and-go traffic on the LIE eastbound up by Searingtown Road. Accident in the right lane. That's an accident that happened last night involving a tanker truck. So expect that ongoing investigation. Westbound LIE at Glen Cove Road, it's an accident there. And on the Sawmill northbound, getting up toward the thruway, a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. I want to invite you to attend Tradeway's groundbreaking two-day event, Step 1, Start Your Journey. This powerful education will give you the potential to change your family's financial future. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us January 31st and February 1st at the beautiful Courtyard by Marriott in Edgewater, New Jersey, just steps away from the sweeping views of the New York City skyline with convenient access to the Port Imperial Ferry Terminal. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. Hello. Hey, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella is at Route 22 Toyota. What a great guy. Now, he's a young guy, and he can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, like I always tell you. But he came up with this smart way to service by offering you this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you know, I'll give you the 855, give you that extra minute, 855-621-9949. It is 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call that number, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, right? You get a free oil change and a free filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes from Route 22 Toyota. We love Route 22 Toyota, and you will too. I got to tell you, this is the family over there with Iggy and Carmelo and Chris and Johnny, and you check out that brand spanking new showroom and the brand spanking new customer lounge and the state-of-the-art service center. Forget about it. Right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. 855-621-9949. Simple as that. First five callers, next 5 minutes, a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Oh, yeah. Men in Black. Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Oh, keep it going, Al. 851 with Piscopo.
Black is slimming.
He's the great one right here. Here we go. I love this.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
That's a great Johnny Cash right there. I'm playing down at the University of West Georgia next week. And I did an interview with the writer day before yesterday. Great writer from the Atlanta newspaper. He said, Joe, do you play down south? I go, do I play down south, man? I put a whole Johnny Cash piece in my act just for the folks down south. And that's exactly what happened when I went down south. And I put Johnny Cash in. Of course, he reverberates everywhere through all walks of life, the great Johnny Cash. And always so nice. When he hosted Saturday Night Live, how cool was that? Couldn't have been more of a gentleman, the great Johnny Cash. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's going to join us momentarily. Frankie, you taking off early? You say now you got a special event you're going to.
Well, yeah, so our friend Greg Floyd, who you can hear on the weekend, is being sworn in to another term as president of the Teamsters.
Congratulations,
and,
Greg Floyd.
He's a great guy, and he's exactly the kind of person we need in union leadership. He's very independent. And now there's rumors that the AOC crowd, the Justice Democrats, they're going to try and take over all the labor unions now.
Oh,
and you really need guys like Greg Floyd to push back against that. And James P. Hoffa is going to be presiding presiding over the ceremony. And if I get to meet him, I'm going to ask him who did a better job playing his father, Nicholson or Pacino.
I dare you. Hey, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Kind enough to join us live in the studio. Hiya, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. And what did we think of The Irishman? What were the reviews? Everybody see it?
I liked it.
I liked it too. I liked it.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay,
but then
fan on Facebook loved Joe Piscopo's role.
Carve out a lot of time to see it because it's a long.
Did you
long
sit?
Movie.
Did you watch it in one shot, Mike?
I did.
Yeah, me too, man.
I was down in Florida. I had a lonely night and just watched the whole thing and not much else to do. Listen to the waves and watch Joe Pesci be age reversed. I like that age reversing CGI stuff though, Joe. We gotta look into that for your Fox News appearances. We're gonna see Piscopo on Neil Cavuto next week. He's gonna look 37 years old.
I cannot wait.
No, I like it.
Filter. Give me the filter. Hey, Mike. So walk me through this because you're very common sense, and I know you get fired up like I get fired up. Yep. But what's happening down there? The GAO comes after the president now. Everything's pointing. It's one thing after another.
It's what they do. It's called piling on. Now, go back in time. The GAO also made the exact same proclamation about Barack Obama and Bo Bergdahl. If you'll remember, the same thing happened. Yeah. They said, the Obama administration broke the law. It's toothless. It's meaningless. It doesn't mean a thing. Now you got this Lev Parnas guy who now is denying that he spoke with President Trump, despite CNN reporting otherwise. Big shocker there. You got Martha McSally telling a CNN reporter, "You're a liberal hack. I'm not talking to you." The media is flipping out over this, and it's about time.
I know.
It's about time that that senators and congressmen are standing up to these guys. Yeah. So this ridiculous impeachment process is underway. I'm intrigued by the proposal by a GOP senator, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. She points out that four of the senators sitting in judgment during this impeachment next week should recuse themselves because they themselves are running for president and they have unparalleled political interest in having him removed. Yeah. I think that's an intriguing argument, don't you?
Yeah, and Marsha's great. I like her. Yeah, she's a great gal, Marsha Blackburn, and she was absolutely right. But they won't, and then Bernie's coming in, and he's saying, "I have to be here. This is my responsibility." It is such a mess down there. But tell me, this is going to be over relatively quick.
Two, 3 weeks, I guess. I mean, we're going to have to carry it. I was so glad to hear that Tuesday starts at 1, so it'll be right after my show, and I don't have to deal with this crap. Because, it's her challenge. You want to carry it because that's what we do here at AM 970 The Answer. Yeah. We carry breaking news and what to make of it all. Here's the breaking news. This is a scam. It's a hoax. It's a joke. And it's a pathetic attempt to try to, to undercut the Trump presidency. And everybody knows it.
I know. So, and all the good things that are happening this week before we let you go.
What a week.
Mike, so do you think there'll be a long trial? Do you think the witnesses will actually surface? What do you think, Mike?
My prediction, and I shouldn't do this because I hate making predictions.
No, you're always right, man.
But not always. Most of the time, I think Romney, Murkowski, Susan Collins, and they'll find one more. They need four Republican senators to sign off on the witness process. Now, if they get the witness process, and believe me, the establishment Republicans don't want witnesses. If they get the witnesses, then all bets are off. Guess what, Dems? If you get to call, what's his name? Who do they want? They want Mike Pompeo. John Bolton, we get to call the whistleblower. If you get to call Mike Pompeo, then we get to call Hunter Biden. And then let's add it in Joe Biden. Oh, and while we're at it, let's call Adam Schiff. So they're going to get into a Schiff storm if indeed they go down the road of witnesses. But my hunch, Joe, is they can't help themselves, and they will. Because you've got too many squishy, Trump-hating Republicans there in there. Romney, Murkowski's a wild card, maybe Collins, maybe one other. And we're going to have a mess on our hands. So
Mike, we'll be listening today.
Love
Mike
you, brother.
Gallagher.
Have a great day. I'm Vegas bound. I'll check in with you Monday. Going to the SHOT Show. Maybe doing some shows myself. Dion, VIP tickets. Now, listen, whenever I see Joe Piscopo, I get the best in the house. So I had to get the best for Dionne Warwick Saturday night.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun, man.
He's a soundtrack of my youth,
amazing.
So I can't wait.
You're amazing.
Love you.
I love you, too, Mike.
Have a great weekend, Joe.
We'll be listening to 10:05 right now on his way to Vegas. Mike Gallagher right there. Hey, Joe Lundberg is with us, and it is cold, so I want you to please be careful. Joey, how cold is it going to get? How cold is it, Joe Lundberg?
It's cold outside. It's 32 is our projected high today. It's going to feel like it's in the teens all day with those strong winds out of the northwest. Winds settle down tonight. We get down to 21, probably teens in the suburbs. Clouds tomorrow morning, snow by midday or early afternoon, and we're expecting a blanket coverage of 1 to 3 inches. It goes to rain in the city and along the coast late in the day or early at night, and then it ends toward midnight or shortly thereafter. Far north and west suburbs could get 3 to 5, maybe 6 inches. It's all gone Sunday, blustery and cold with some sun, upper 30s, then falling cold and dry early next week.
Thanks. That's Saturday night that's coming in, you're saying, Joe, just like that.
It's Saturday afternoon and into Saturday night.
Got it, Joe.
12-hour storm.
Well done, Mr. Lundberg, as always. We always appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much. Our marathon man, meteorologist, Nicole Maliotakis, coming up in the next hour. It's Piscopo on the radio. Hey, happy Friday. Don't go away. Coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
23 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A woman expected to survive after getting shot by a man attempting to rob her in Brooklyn. Police say this happened around 8 last night on Thomas Boylan Street in Bed-Stuy. The suspect took off, the woman recovering from a bullet wound in her backside. Police are searching for a man accused of striking a woman in the head with a scooter during an unprovoked attack in Brooklyn. Cops say the suspect beat the 44-year-old victim in the head repeatedly with a two-wheeled scooter last Saturday near Bridge and Fulton Streets. Authorities say the attacker fled on foot, was last seen wearing black gloves, a black jacket, and brown pants. The woman rushed to a nearby hospital in critical but stable condition. In sports, Rangers beat the Islanders 3-2, Red Wings over the Devils 5-2, Knicks crushed by the Suns 121-98, and Carlos Beltran has stepped down as manager of the Mets. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.